No secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Napa know-how.
Time to start adding to your bucket list. No, not the skydiving meet your idol bucket list, the Napa bucket list. Because now when you buy a Napa bucket for $299, you'll get 20% off items you can fit inside. Minimum $50 purchase. So live a little and save a lot with the Napa bucket and 20% off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 4/30/18.
Who are we rooting for in Eastern Iowa tonight? Michigan or Villanova? 319-366-1600.
I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it. Fine. Let me have it. I got it.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
The two things I get most common would be, are you enjoying this? I'm not enjoying this. I'm working. I mean, I love working, but it's not like I'm sitting around laughing all day long and saying, isn't this great? I got a great view of the concert and a great sound for the concert right outside me. And I'm looking, I said, boy, those guys are all having fun, but we have work to do. The other one would be with, what would this mean? It would just mean that we did our best and we ended up, you know, having more breaks than other teams.
It's all about catching the breaks. That's how I wound up here behind a microphone. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, coming your way until 6:30 tonight. We're going to step aside a little early to send you to where that man is. That was John Beilein, head coach of the Michigan Wolverines, San Antonio, Texas, site of the national championship game tonight. Michigan and Villanova. Who you got? Show your work. 319-366-1600. Even though it's an abbreviated program, we're going to make the best of it tonight. Plenty of Final Four discussion, as well as a little bit of baseball chat coming up at the bottom of the hour. Twins involved in a little controversy over the weekend. You heard it right here on KGYM. Mac McCausland will join us for the final time this basketball season, as basketball season essentially comes to an end tonight in San Antonio. We'll chat with Mac at 5:05. And then after we talk with Mac, we've got the brand new head coach of the Drake Bulldogs, Darren DeVries, set to be with us tonight at 5:30. Takes over for Nico Medved in Des Moines, and he will be on with us in the second hour. I am extremely excited about this because we've got very good giveaways here on KGYM and on this show, and then there are great giveaways. I think this is a great giveaway to reward our listeners or people who are just out to win things for free. Prefer that it's avid listeners and people who enjoy the program to win, but we have no control over such things. The Counting Crows are celebrating 25 years on the road. They announced their tour dates this morning. I knew about this last week. I couldn't say anything about it. But Cedar Rapids, September 18th, U.S. Cellular Center. The Counting Crows are going to be there. The pre-sale on those tickets doesn't begin until tomorrow morning. We've got them all week long. Your chance to win, including tonight before 6:30. The number you're going to need, 319-366-1600. I'm looking to my left. My co-host has his Blues jersey on. Something going on in the hockey world tonight.
No,
big but
the
game?
The Blues do play a big game tonight. They're okay. In a very tight wild card race to see who gets that last spot in the Western Conference. Them, the Kings, the Ducks, and the Avalanche, and it's coming down to the wire in the NHL. Yet there's a national championship game on tonight as well. So
don't get me back on track here. Don't force me to talk about the number one topic in the land. Let me roam. Let me roam with the Buffalo here. I appreciate that. Edged back into the hockey season for me was over a long time ago. The Blackhawks were just god-awful this year, although they are going to do something very cool this Friday before their game with the Blues. And I'll have that story for you before 6:30 tonight. It involves a very, very special final shift for a Blackhawks alum. Michigan and Villanova. I thought the games were okay Saturday. Had a fantasy baseball draft going on while the games were being played, and so I couldn't pay too much attention to it. But the clock finally strikes 12 for Loyola. They put up a heck of a fight. Michigan winds up grinding out a victory. And then you've got Villanova, which just basically laid waste to Kansas. They made Kansas look almost like a round of 32 opponent. I mean, it was... My money would be on Villanova tonight. They're the biggest spread favorite in, I believe, the last 6 or 7 years, about a seven points in Las Vegas right now. As a matter of fact, this will tell you everything you need to know about going into the championship game tonight. The capture pool that I am affiliated with every year, capture pool, for those of you who are unaware, is where you have teams picked for you blind draw, and it depends on the Vegas point spread. So in this particular instance, if your team is a favorite and they don't cover, then the person on the opposite side of the bracket takes over your team for the remainder of that bracket. Now, Villanova, for what it's worth, has covered every single game this tournament. So the person who drew Villanova, it has been on easy street all the way through the bracket. Now, the winning draw on the left side of the bracket, the team that got to the championship, the original draw, UMBC. And then eventually, I could take you, if I had the bracket in front of me, through all of the winding twists and turns, but that person that drew UMBC originally winds up taking over Michigan. And neither guy was pleased with the spread. The guy who had Villanova said, it's going to be a close game. And the guy who had Michigan thinks they're going to get blown out of the water. So what they wound up doing was, and this was unprecedented, but as commissioner, I allowed it, they chopped the pot before the game tonight. Neither one of them felt good. It's winner take all. And neither one of them felt good about their winner taking it all. So they said, hey, can you ask the other guy if he would be okay with this? And so they've got nothing riding on this game tonight. But I know a lot of people do. In Eastern Iowa, my assumption here would be Big Ten pride kicks in, and most people here, either listening on 106.3 in Iowa City or 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM all across Eastern Iowa, would be pulling for Michigan. But I know that there are hardcore fans out there that if it ain't Hawkeye, it ain't Jack, and there's no way they're rooting for a team in the Big Ten that's not Iowa. I find it very difficult to root against John Beilein, and I've said that a number of times on this program. That being said, I think Jay Wright and Villanova are primed to win this game tonight. It's going to hurt probably watching it play out the way. I do think they're going to rain threes tonight. And I saw something earlier today, the record for three-point baskets in a championship game is like 10 or something like that. I think that's going to get blown out of the water very early on. But I want to know who you're rooting for tonight. 319-366-1600.
I think a lot of people will be on the side of Big Ten pride. But on Twitter, after Michigan defeated Loyola, I sensed a lot of, not necessarily animosity, but the other side of the coin is that the Big Ten hasn't had a national champion team since Michigan State in 1999.
Yeah.
And there have been some really good teams.
It's a big year for me. I had the Mountain Dew cap.
There have been some...
You guys remember that?
Some really good teams since then that have made the national championship. You think about Greg Oden's Ohio State team or Frank Kaminsky's Wisconsin team. And even Michigan a few years back with Trey Burke. And I think there are a lot of Iowa fans that look at this Michigan team and say, this is the team that could potentially break that streak. It's just not one of those elite teams. They've done what they've needed to do. They've won 14 games in a row. And no matter how they've played offensively, they've gotten the job done. But they've caught the breaks. They got the easy draw to the championship game, for that matter. And it just, it's not one of those elite teams. I think Villanova wins. Can Michigan make defensively make this a ball game? That's going to be the interesting question, because without Mo Wagner and without what he did and rescuing the Wolverines in that second half against Loyola, they're probably not in this position. And Villanova is, what they did to Kansas, if they make 10-plus threes, it's not going to be a ball game. Villanova moves on. Can Michigan make them uncomfortable, and can they make this a game? That's the question that remains.
There's been a lot of talk about this, that they've had an easy path. And I saw earlier today, this I believe is the third easiest path. It's not exactly an exact science here, but if you add up the seeds of all of the teams that you play to get to the championship game and add the total, in 1990, UNLV played a 16, an 8, a 12, an 11, and then a 4 on the way to a title. And then in 2013, Louisville, is that the one we're pretending didn't happen? Oh, Louisville didn't win that one? What does the NCAA say about the 2013?
Yes, they did not win that one.
So this never happened.
They lost.
Louisville never played a 16, an 8, a 12, a 2, and a 9. Didn't happen.
They didn't beat Michigan that year.
Didn't happen. But, you know, Michigan's path to this point has been a 14 seed, a 6, a 7, a 9, and 11. But you know what? They've won. I know this is a classic understatement, and people out there that are listening to the program are going, man, this guy is breaking some tremendous ground here. Listen to the insight and the analysis. They won all those games. You get to the tournament, there's so much pressure on you in this setting to win as many games in a row as you need to get to the championship game against high-caliber opponents. I don't care whether it's a 14, a 9, a 6, a 7. Those are good teams that Michigan beat. Are they all-time great teams in college basketball? No, hell no. And I don't think Michigan is one either. But they've shown up, they put the work in, and as you heard John Beilein in the open to the program today, they've gotten the breaks. And when you get the breaks, you take advantage of them. And that's what Michigan has been able to do, and that's why they're one of the two teams left playing for a national championship tonight.
And that is all fair, that is all true, but here's your reward. You get to play Villanova now. You don't get to play Houston anymore. You're not playing Florida State or Loyola or Montana, for that matter. You get to take on Villanova.
Now, here's the good news for the Big Ten. It's got a couple championships already this season. The Penn State men won the NIT, and the Indiana women won the WNIT over the weekend. Bad news for the Penn State men, though. I think they would gladly trade that NIT championship for Tony Carr next season. Couple Big Ten announcements today with regard to the draft. Tony Carr is leaving Penn State, which is a major blow to Pat Chambers' program. And Jaren Jackson is leaving Michigan State. So you take Bridges and Jackson out of the equation. I don't think anybody is necessarily caught off guard by this, but Mike Halas, who joined the gym class earlier today, does have a very good column online with regard to the Big Ten sort of hemorrhaging talent at this point. And you can throw Tyler Cook at Iowa and a number of other guys that are testing the NBA waters. I don't expect everybody to be back into that discussion as well. I'm taking a look at the Hurteen and Stocker text line, which, by the way, is 319-366-1600. Hurteen and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. I'm not seeing a whole lot of love for the Michigan Wolverines tonight, and I think that's due in large part, at least as people are showing their work here, which is what I requested, just based on the fact they think Villanova is the superior team. I think Villanova is the superior team, and I think they're going to win. Does that mean that I'm not pulling for Michigan tonight? And is my view on this skewed a little bit because I like John Beilein? He's been a good guy, and I've had good interactions with him, and I wind up finding myself rooting for him more often than not? Okay, yeah. I'm a little biased here. I've never met Jay Wright. I've never... My affection for John Beilein goes back to a tournament in Kansas City in November. And
was this the same tournament where you might have run into another coach that you don't have as much affection for?
I believe this was a different tournament. You're talking about Greg Marshall from Wichita State, who I think is an absolute jackass.
Correct.
The same hotel, but different year. And I was walking, and I went to turn the corner, and I took the corner a little tight, and the guy who was coming around the corner also took that corner a little bit tight, and we wound up colliding. It's the sound effects, wacky radio sound effects there as I clap my hands together. And it's John Beilein, who at the time was coaching at West Virginia. And we exchanged pleasantries to apologize for running into one another and kind of chit-chatted back and forth for 20 seconds, and then that was it. But he winds up at Michigan, same time as Iowa hires Todd Licklider, so you run into him at Big Ten Media Day and then at games at Carver-Hawkeye Arena and stuff like that. And I've just always found myself, even when he was at West Virginia, sort of admiring from afar what he was doing. But he comes into your conference and you take a look and you start realizing, hey, this guy's a pretty good coach. And he's not doing it with the type of talent that Tom Izzo gets inside the same state. It's a little bit different formula, but it's working for him. It's not as doesn't work as consistently. And again, I don't think, you know, is this even his best team that he's had at Michigan? No.
The Trey Burke but they're team there from 2013
tonight.
Was
they're
way
there
better.
Tonight. They showed up, they played the games, and they got the breaks. Not only did they, and he poor boys that a little bit, talking about getting the breaks. They're a good team. They've done, look, they can shoot. The only thing that they don't do really well, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, is tonight the night where the free throw shooting gets them. If this is a tight game down the stretch, if this is a tight game down the stretch, is this the game where the free throws matter?
And I think that they're a good shooting team sometimes. And that's the question. Can they be consistent tonight shooting the basketball? Because there were times against Loyola where they could not miss, and then there was times where they could not make a free or make a shot to save their lives. And that's kind of been the book on this particular team. This Villanova team is not one where you can afford to do that. And I think John Beilein is a fantastic coach. And I give credit to this team for this Michigan team for going out and winning the games that were on their schedule. They've won 14 consecutive games, and they beat Michigan State in that time. They beat Purdue in that time. And they've gotten through their slate in the NCAA tournament. I just look at this matchup. I think that Villanova is a far superior team. And I'm wondering if Michigan can make this a game. Because I think that if you're nothing further exemplifies what a lot of people are feeling than what you're talking about your NCAA pool, Todd. I think Michigan fans are saying, well, this could get ugly. And then Villanova fans are saying, no, not so fast. This could, Michigan has a team that could keep this one close. I think Villanova wins pretty easily.
I just thought it was funny that a couple guys have a crack at winning some money here. And the guy with Michigan says, seven, no, I don't like that. I don't like getting 7 points. And the guy with Villanova goes, well, that's way too many points. I don't think they're going to cover. So if that tells you everything you need to know, at least how things may be playing out in Las Vegas, they like when there's pretty close to level action. They don't like being spread thin on one side over the other. We've got the odds. We'll get to them tomorrow. They're out already for next year's national championship. If you want to try to buy a lottery ticket, you can go to Las Vegas and put some money down. And I've always said that. That's crazy. The guys that bet on who wins the World Series the day after the World Series, because you don't know anything about free agency and trades in the offseason. Same thing with the Super Bowl and the NBA. You don't know whether Tiger is going to show up at the Masters and be Tiger of old, which, by the way, it is Masters week, and I'm very excited about this. Longtime TV broadcaster Armin Katain set to join the program on Thursday. They've got he has co-authored a brand new book about Eldrick Tiger Woods, and he's going to be with us.
No, I'm kidding.
Masters week is the one week of the year where I actually I dial into the golf world for a little bit.
On Sunday or the whole week?
I pay attention on the periphery for the entire week.
I do the
same.
And
then on Sunday, I'm dialed in.
People are excited about Tiger being back, that's for sure.
You don't have to, and I'm not so sure that he's back. But you don't have to love golf to love Masters Week.
Agreed.
So that's fun. We'll talk a little baseball coming up. The Colonels are back in town. Cedar Rapids Colonels showed up at the Eastern Iowa Airport yesterday. Royce Lewis in tow. And I know we'll have a couple Colonels guests this week, including Toby Gardenhire. We'll chat with him on Thursday before the Colonels open the season on the road in Davenport. There are a lot of prospects in the Midwest League so far this year. It's going to be a very good year for those of you that like to watch baseball games at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Kyle's going to have a Midwest one. Kyle is going to have a big board update for you when we come back, and then we'll chat a little baseball. The Cubs and the Reds are in action today. The Cardinals are already in the win column. They beat the Brewers 8-4. And the Twins game has just gone final. They fell in Lance Lynn's debut 5-4 at PNC Park. LowTUSA.com is a website to go to learn more about Mantality. It's a men's health clinic that's located in North Liberty. You can even make your appointment online, get any questions asked ahead of time. LowTUSA.com. What do they do at Mantality? They specialize in treating men for low testosterone. You probably have heard a lot of ads about low testosterone from other places, even on this outlet. Well, Mantality is different. It's a doctor's office unlike any doctor's office you've ever been to. Insurance is going to cover your visit, most likely. They'll be able to tell you whether or not your insurance plan does cover the visit. It's a simple blood draw. And if they find that you have low testosterone, they can come up with a treatment plan that's been over 90% successful at getting men to feel and act like their old selves again. LowTUSA.com and Mantality. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hess. Is your company stuck in the minor leagues? Still using paper files or multiple Excel sheets for HR? The big leaguers at Future Systems can help. With advanced HR, you take control of the HR process. From applicant tracking and onboarding to online benefits management, customized reports, and integrated payroll, it'll change the game for you and your employees. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Fixing your pavement can be more affordable than you think. Spring into action and stop dodging those cracks and potholes. Call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at PateAsphalt.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Never heard of.
I'm not surprised. More people watch the fish tank at Leo's pet store.
Mac McCausland, Darren DeVries, and a whole lot more are coming your way right here on all three frequencies before 6:30 tonight. That's when we turn things over one final time to Westwood One, their presentation of the 2018 Men's National Championship game gets underway tonight as we step out half an hour early. Michigan taking on Villanova. You can hear it right here on all three KGYM frequencies. Right now, how'd you like to join us on a bus trip to Wrigley Field? It's May 12th. It's the Cubs. It's the White Sox. It's a KGYM bus trip to Wrigley Field. More details available on our website, KGYMradio.com. Here's Kyle with a big board update.
Iowa baseball got a big series victory this weekend on the road at 22nd-ranked Illinois, taking 2 out of 3, including a 7-5 victory on Friday, thanks largely to Robert Nystrom going 3-for-4 with a home run, and a 4-2 comeback victory yesterday behind a strong start from Cole McDonald and some timely hitting late in the game. The Hawkeyes are now 16-9 and 3-2 in the Big Ten, with all three victories against ranked opponents. Iowa football won an in-state recruiting battle over the weekend over Cedar Falls linebacker Jack Campbell. He visited the campus in Iowa City, and the 6'4", 210-pounder was set to be a Hawkeye by the time he left. He's a 3-star and the 6th-ranked recruit in Iowa, and he chose Iowa over Iowa State and Minnesota. The Colonels solidified their opening day roster yesterday, and this year's team will be the first team to feature 2 first-round picks since 2010, those being top overall pick shortstop Royce Lewis and outfielder Alex Kirilloff. There are 8 top 30 prospects in all, including pitchers Blaine Enloe and Tyler Watson, and position players Akil Badu, Jose Miranda, Andrew Bechtold, and David Benuelos. The Rough Riders dropped a pair of games over the weekend, 4-2 in Dubuque on Friday, and 5-4 in a shootout at home to the Chicago Steel on Saturday. We're off the air tonight at 6:30 as we pick up coverage of the national title game between Michigan and Villanova. You can hear coverage on all 3 KGYM frequencies, and that game's set to tip off around 8:20.
Speaking of national title games, the women's national title game.
Wow. The entire Final Four.
You beat
Incredible.
Me. You beat me, too. Well, yeah, I said last week, again, I gave the kiss of death. If there's one thing you've learned from listening to this program and me in particular, when I say something's going to happen, it doesn't happen. And I said UConn was inevitably going to waltz to another title
this
year.
We've done that 2 years in a row.
Didn't happen. And then last night, Mississippi State looks like it's walking away with the championship. And then it completely munsons.
Arike Ogunbowale with 2 game-winning shots.
They got munsoned.
Game-winning shots to win a national championship for Notre Dame. Incredible.
So congratulations to Muffet McGraw and Notre Dame on their women's championship. John Beilein and Jay Wright, one of those guys, will have that same honor tonight. And you can hear it right here on KGYM. Baseball season is back. We'll talk a little Colonels and more, including MLB, if you stick with us through this break. Todd Brolecamp Show on KGYM back after this.
This bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Linder Tire Service, right on their reputation for integrity and outstanding personal service. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at lindertire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment for tires or maintenance at lindertire.com.
Purchase select Yokohama tires and get a $70 prepaid Visa with mail-in rebate. Combined with this month's Linder Tire coupon to save even more.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Right on their reputation for integrity and excellent service.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
All eyes will be on San Antonio tonight as Villanova and Michigan clash in college basketball's national championship game. The Wildcats, averaging nearly 87 points per game, on pace to have the most efficient offense in Division I the last 5 seasons. And that offense is why Villanova will become just the 4th team in the expansion era to win 2 national titles in 3 seasons, in the opinion of ESPN college basketball analyst Seth Greenberg.
I think Jalen Brunson, his ability to own the tempo with the game and the number of different guys that can step up. If you think about Spellman, you think about Pascal, you think about Brunson, the number of different guys on any given night that can create an opportunity for this Villanova team to win, that's the difference.
NBA head coach Eric Spoelstra told reporters today he met with big man Hassan Whiteside to discuss the center's rant after Saturday's game and the team is moving on. Whiteside attributed his rant to frustration. NHL Lightning could sit star captain Steven Stamkos the final 3 games of the regular season due to a lower body injury. Coach John Cooper, though, cautioned the injury is not serious. Tampa Bay trails East leading Boston by 2 points.
This month at participating Napa Auto Parts stores, buy a Napa bucket for $2.99 and you'll get 20% off the items you put inside it. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. While supplies last, exclusions apply. Minimum $50 purchase.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-285-4954. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-285-4954. 800-285-4954.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-7517. That's 800-510-7517. Call now. 800-510-7517.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
He really seems to care about what I have no idea.
Yeah, work on getting some Counting Crows music there as a lead-in. If you are just joining us, we've got a pair of tickets to see the Counting Crows September 18th when they play the U.S. Cellular Center right here in Cedar Rapids. Pre-sale for those tickets begins tomorrow online. You can also buy them once they're available at any Ticketmaster outlet. Mac McCausland's going to talk hoops with us for the final time this season tonight at 5 o'clock. And speaking of basketball, new Drake men's coach Darren DeVries, the Applington native, will join us at 5:35 tonight as the eyes of the entire college basketball world are on San Antonio, Texas, where Michigan will meet Villanova for the championship game tonight. You can hear it, Westwood One's presentation, all three frequencies, beginning at 6:35. We will step aside a little bit early tonight so you can hear the Wolverines and the Wildcats. Lots more to get to on the program today, including more of your texts on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Masters Week officially underway in Augusta, Georgia. Basketball coming to an end tonight, and we've got baseball to talk about here in Eastern Iowa. The Colonels are back in town, and as expected, I've hinted at this for quite a while, but they were expecting Royce Lewis to begin the season back here in Cedar Rapids. The number one overall pick in last year's draft will be a Colonel again in 2018. For how long? That kind of depends on his start. If he comes guns blazing, you could see him promoted to Fort Myers, even though he's still relatively young. Early on, the Twins have another shortstop prospect named Wander Javier, who's not on the opening day roster here in Cedar Rapids, who is either going to be a Colonel at some point along with Royce Lewis, or possibly coming to replace him if he gets promoted. I know Kyle mentioned Alex Kirilloff on the opening day roster. He was the Twins' first-round draft pick in 2016. Unfortunately, he had to undergo Tommy John surgery at the end of the 2016 season in Elizabethton, so he missed all of last year while he was recovering. So there's going to be plenty of great players wearing Colonels uniforms. And not only that, but you take a look around some of the other rosters around the league. If you follow college baseball, you know the name J.B. Bukauskas. He was the staff ace at North Carolina. The Astros made him their first-round draft pick last year. He's opening the year in Davenport. Quad Cities will be here Saturday to take on the Colonels on opening night. So will Jake Adams, the former Hawkeye standout, the first baseman who broke all the Big Ten and Iowa home run records last year, a member of the River Bandits. I think Burlington looks like they've got a ton of prospects, including Torrey Hunter's son this year, and Jordan Adell, who was a top 10 draft pick last year by the Los Angeles franchise. So it should be a very fun year for those of you who enjoy going to games at Veterans Memorial Stadium. And we're looking forward to chatting with Toby Gardenhire on Thursday prior to the Colonels opener. They open on the road at Modern Woodman Park on Thursday and Friday against the River Bandits before they come home for a brief two-game series with said River Bandits. Speaking of, the River Bandits were the team that knocked Cedar Rapids out of the Midwest League playoffs last year. And on Quad City's roster at the time was Colin Moran, who was playing for the Houston Astros. He was in the minor leagues on a rehabilitation assignment, and then during the offseason was shipped to the Pittsburgh Pirates as part of the Garrett Cole trade. Well, on opening day over the weekend at PNC Park, Colin Moran hit a grand slam to give the Pirates an early lead and is off and running there. So you never know who you're going to see at Veterans Memorial Stadium, a guy who technically shouldn't have been at that level last year, but he was rehabbing. And then the next thing you know, you're watching opening day at PNC Park, and you go, hey, I know that guy with the big red beard. He was in Cedar Rapids last year. I would talk about the Cubs right now, but they're off to such an abysmal start that no one's really interested in complaining about them, are they? 319-366-1600. It's a long season, and I say that every year. It's frustrating. I have to mute a couple people on Twitter every year that are Cubs fans because they complain and they moan about everything, and every fan base has them. But
yes,
this was my biggest concern was that if the Cubs ever won a World Series, their fans would start sounding like all of the other entitled fan bases, and it's that times 10 sometimes. So they're struggling today. At least they were early on against the lowly Cincinnati Reds. They split a four-game series against the even lowlier Miami Marlins. The Yu Darvish debut was not fantastic over the weekend. And so here we are, four-plus games in, not even five games in, and the sky is already falling like a Chinese space station on Cubs fandom. I don't know what to tell you. It's like some people have never watched a baseball game before, a baseball season before. Doesn't mean you have to be happy with the results, but patience. I mean, the Cardinals didn't get off to the greatest of starts. They lost their first two games. Are you panicking on the St. Louis team? After they beat the Brewers today, now everything looks fine.
I kind of had to have that same talk with some Cardinals fans after the first two losses of the season to the New York Mets. I'm like, guys, yes, I think it gets a little bit more magnified when you haven't made the playoffs in a couple of years, but the sky is falling theories around the Cardinals was they struck out 27 times in the first two games. Yeah, they were facing Noah Syndergaard and Jacob deGrom in 30-degree weather. Good luck to anybody trying to do that. So, yeah, not a good start for the Cardinals. They've kind of found their legs the last couple games. Not a good start for the Cubs, but there is so much baseball to go. Talk to me at the end of the month, and then we can start having a discussion about what this team looks like 20, 25 games into the season.
86-50 on the text line. I'll say it while I can. The White Sox are ahead of the Cubs. Cubs and White Sox, hey, join us on that bus trip May 12th. Tickets are $150, round-trip transportation to and from Chicago. We've got details on our website, kgymradio.com. One of the stories that caught my eye over the weekend, though, involves a team that you can hear on 107.5 FM all summer long. Happens to be the parent club of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, the Minnesota Twins. They were playing Baltimore, and Jose Berríos, former Cedar Rapids Colonel, cruising. Great, great start. One of the best starts of his admittedly still young pro career. But the Twins had put a defensive shift on, I believe it was Chance Sisko, the Orioles catcher, late in the game, seventh or eighth inning, and he tried to bunt to beat the shift. And the Twins fans, or the Twins players, were not happy.
Brian Dozier.
Especially second baseman Brian Dozier, who opined to the media after the game that he felt bunting against the shift was a little bush league. And to that, I don't know where you fall on this, but all's fair in love and war. And if you're, this is where the unwritten rules thing comes into play. And for people who don't like baseball and think that these are stupid, this is a case in point here. You can point to this and say, this is why baseball is a dumb game. The unwritten rules. Well, you shouldn't steal against a team who's up 7-0. You know, if you're up 7-0, you shouldn't steal. You shouldn't do this. If you are going to employ a shift, which for those of you who maybe you don't understand baseball or don't grasp the concept, you are allowed to move and position defensive players wherever you want to between the lines. And nowadays, it's 2018. There's so much data available to teams. They know player tendencies. And some teams more than others will shift all over the place. You'll see it. I guarantee you will see it Saturday night at Veterans Memorial Stadium because the Houston organization does it from top to bottom. And when you see it in a minor league game, you go, come on. Just play the game. But those guys are out there. They're trying to hone their craft. And some of the organizations are trying more than the other organizations to actually win at the minor league level. If you're going to do it, if you're going to shift, then the other team has every right to try to use that as an advantage. You see Anthony Rizzo do this a lot for the Cubs. He's not afraid to occasionally attempt to bunt down the third base line and get on via an uncontested bunt, basically, is what it is. But we're already four games into the Major League Baseball season, and we've got a baseball beef between the Orioles and the Twins, and it involves bunting and shifting.
I know Major League Baseball is trying to correct a problem that they think that they have with pace of play. And to that I respond, that's kind of the point of baseball, is it doesn't have a clock. And I don't think that that's necessarily, I thought maybe at one time it was a big issue, but it's not. It's just the way baseball is. You can't put a clock on the game. What they do have a problem with are these stupid, stupid unwritten rules where it seems like these quote-unquote keepers of the game are making these things up as they go. This was not a no-hitter, Todd, because I know that a lot of these guys are say that you never should bunt to try to break up a no-hitter. This was not a no-hitter. This was in the top of the ninth inning.
It was a one-hitter, and there was some question, I believe, as to the veracity of the one hit, where at the end of the game, perhaps there could have been a challenge. I've never really believed in that. You've got to trust your official scorers who should be independent of the home or the visiting team and score the game the way that it should. But we all know that that's not the case, especially if you've ever been to a minor league baseball game, because they provide the scorekeepers and traditionally there's a little bit of home cooking involved. We got people on the text line that are saying in a 7-0 game, a blowout in the ninth, you don't shift. Well, I've seen a lot of baseball in my life, and a 7-run lead, while it seems like it would be, and again, I'm not a mathematician here, but let's just assign the probability of a 7-run lead in the ninth inning being 98.999% safe, there's that 1.1% out there where things could all of a sudden go wrong, couple guys get on base, get a big heavy hitter coming up and cracks a 3-run home run or a 4-run home run. That's called a grand slam, I'm being told. Thank you, Kyle, on the other side of the glass. And all of a sudden, you're in a save situation.
I don't care if it's a 15-run game. You need base runners at that point. You play to win the game. And thank you, Texters.
Thank you, Herm.
Because I look at this the other way. I see those shifts, and I wonder to myself, aren't you doing your team a disservice by not laying down a bunt down the third baseline when the third baseman is standing behind second base? Where if you get a good bunt down the third baseline, you are going to be safe 9 times out of 10. Why do they not do it more? I think it's because these big power hitters don't know how to bunt. They can't do it effectively.
Very few guys know how to bunt nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. But
they'll work on that in the minors when you go to extra innings and they start runners on second base, and the first thing you're going to see is somebody bunting.
But thank you, BJ. This is the response I would have to Brian Dozier or any of the keepers of the game. Just shut up and play ball on both sides.
That's BJ and Marion on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. The quickest way, as you put it, to neutralize the shift, to at least have it only be brought out in rare instances where perhaps the game is on the line, would be for the guys like Anthony Rizzo to continuously drop down bunts and get on base. David Ortiz is being mentioned on the text line as another guy who for years, and he also, if I remember right, occasionally would drop one down and take the free base. But more often than not, I think ego gets in the way. And you're a 3-4-5 hitter. You're up there to swing. And I've always hated that. You're up there. He's up there to swing the bat. No, he's not. He's up there to help his team win the game. Get on base. And you can't win a game without getting guys on base. And that's why, hey, Baltimore wants to try to bunt to get a base runner on in a 7-0 game in the ninth inning. Bob Brenly was in Cedar Rapids several years ago for the Colonel's Hot Stove Banquet. And I asked him a question in regards to, for those of you who are big baseball fans, you may remember this, but Padres and the Diamondbacks were playing a game, and Curt Schilling had a no-hitter broken up in the, I think it was the eighth inning, by Ben Davis, who bunted for a base hit. And Brenly afterwards had a very pointed commentary on the move, and he called it chicken poop. It's a family show here. I can't say the actual term, even though Brenly did. And I asked him, if the shoe were on the other foot and you were in the Padres dugout and you were Bruce Bochy, wouldn't you want your guy getting on base? It was a 1-0 or a 2-0 ball game, if I remember right, which is different than a 7-0 ball game. And now we're getting into really specifics of inside baseball. But this was a 1 or 2 run ball game when Ben Davis dropped this bunt down. You remember, anybody remember Ben Davis? He was a first round draft pick of the Padres back in the mid 90s. And Brenly, I think, lied to my face and said, oh, no. I would feel the exact same way if I were in the other dugout. You don't do that.
Yeah, that's a bold-faced lie.
And I think that's exactly. And I told him that. I don't think Bob Brenly's probably the biggest fan of me, and I wasn't the biggest fan of him when he was doing color commentary on the Cubs broadcast, but that's neither here nor there. It's a 1 or 2 run ball game. That's different than 7-0. But from the time that you throw out the first pitch until you get the 27th out, I think you do what you do in order to win the ball game, and that's on both sides. So Brian Dozier and other members of the Twins who were upset about this, that's baseball. To paraphrase a certain Division I Big Ten football coach, that's baseball.
Like you said, Todd, I don't understand what the argument is, and when I hear these unwritten rules, it just seems to me a lot of times these people are making them up as they go. First, it's never in a no-hitter, or now never in a one-hitter. Never do you bunt when there's a runner on second base north of the ballpark north of the Mason-Dixon line at night. I can't follow all of these fake rules anymore. So, you know what? I give up on them, because I think these are the types of things that are making that people argue make the game boring when it comes down to it. And I think the pushback against these are making the game more entertaining.
And 3765 is absolutely right. Isn't the shift essentially trying to gain a defensive advantage? The whole argument seems like the pot calling the kettle black. Both teams are only trying to do what they can to win the game. Let's go to the phone lines, 319-366-1600. It's Sonny in Iowa City. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. I think that the thing that really highlights just how ridiculous the rule is that if it was a playoff game, none of this would make any sense, right? Like, you would obviously bunt against the shift if it meant that you could put a guy on base, no matter if there was a no-hitter or not. I mean, it would be ludicrous. It's only because baseball has so many games that people can just have rules that are basically throwaways that say, no, we're not going to give a team an advantage here because there's like 380 games to play, and you know these are the kind of rules that are going to make our sport interesting for 80-year-olds. And it's such a nonsense thing to think of these kind of rules in any other sport. In the NFL, it would be like, you shouldn't run the ball when you're ahead because that will take time off the clock and not allow another team to come back. Or like my perennial example with the New Jersey Devils and the terrible style of hockey that they played that won them a Stanley Cup, right? I mean, it does not translate to anything but baseball, and now a new generation of baseball watchers are just incapable of figuring this stuff out because it makes no sense.
All right, go Blue Jays. We appreciate hearing from you, Sonny. We'll step aside and take a quick timeout. We come back. Kyle's going to have another big board update for you. Mac McCausland and Darren DeVries, as well as tickets to the Counting Crows, they're all on the way in the next 65 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Back with more after this.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYN.
What the hell we got here? Some kind of public access show or something?
No, man. We get paid to do this every day from 4 until 7. Welcome back. Appreciate you listening in, as always, on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, our historic main gym, heard all across eastern Iowa. Thank you, Daylight Savings Time. And anywhere, anytime online, kgymradio.com, you can stream us live or simply go back and download the podcast if there's anything that you missed that you feel is worth revisiting. Tickets to see the Counting Crows this September in Cedar Rapids. Your chance to win coming up in the next hour. Right now, time for another big board update. Here's Kyle.
Iowa baseball got a big series victory this weekend on the road at 22nd-ranked Illinois, taking 2 out of 3, including a 7-5 victory on Friday, thanks largely to Robert Nystrom going 3-for-4 with a home run, and a 4-2 comeback victory yesterday behind a strong start from Cole McDonald, as well as some timely hitting late in the game. The Hawkeyes are now 16-9 and 3-2 in the Big Ten, with all 3 victories against ranked opponents. Iowa football won an in-state recruiting battle over the weekend over Cedar Falls linebacker Jack Campbell. He visited the campus in Iowa City, and the 6'4", 210-pounder was set to be a Hawkeye by the time he left. He's a 3-star and the 6th-ranked recruit in Iowa, and he chose Iowa over Iowa State and Minnesota. The Colonels solidified their opening day roster yesterday, and this year's team will be the first to feature 2 first-round picks since 2010, those being top overall pick shortstop Royce Lewis and outfielder Alex Kirilloff. There are 8 top 30 prospects in all, including pitchers Blaine Enloe and Tyler Watson, and position players Akil Badu, Jose Miranda, Andrew Bechtold, and David Benuelos. The Rough Riders dropped a pair of games over the weekend, 4-2 in Dubuque on Friday, and then 5-4 in a shootout at home to the Chicago Steel on Saturday. We're off the air tonight at 6:30 as we pick up coverage of the national title game between Michigan and Villanova. You'll be able to hear coverage on all 3 KGYM frequencies, and they're set to tip that game off around 8:20.
Your boy, Miles Michaelis, doing it on the mound and at the plate today for the Cardinals. They gave
exit
the
velocity of 106 on the home run.
Milwaukee Brewers, their first loss of the regular season, so there's that. And then there's what's going on with the Cubs in Cincinnati right now, which is they're still struggling. Down 1-0 through 6 innings, and people are panicking. Me, I'm fine. It's a long season. 4 games down. Many to go. Mac McCausland joins us next.